There's a wonderful thread through readings today, and a special way as we live in the richest country in the world, the United States of America, and praise God for the blessings that we have. First, I remind us today that most of the things that, you know, not everybody is rich in the United States, but most of us, again, not everybody, but most of us have the basic things of life that were normal, like clean water, a house, job, a vehicle, beyond that. That about one third of our world has none of that. And again, that our country, when we might think we're not, if we are poor, our poor is nothing close to like Haiti or people in Africa or South America. And I think these readings are things that are very important for us living in the richest country in the world. First, St. Paul gave to the Colossians, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. That's the first thing I thought of as this golden thread for all of us. And how often do we, because we have so many things around us or ourselves or in our individualistic world, that now it's not even just becoming possessions, physical possessions, but unreality. I've said that before and I will again. Facebook, Netflix, screen time, all that. How often are we, that's the level we're at on earth? When we really should be looking at not what's on earth, but what is above us. That's God's world. And that's the image we hear from St. Paul. How much time do we spend with God, with Jesus Christ, with teaching that to others? Then we have Ecclesiastes, Koheleth, which is a gathering person. I really chuckled when he's talking about the person that was working hard to get all their stuff. Just like us. Most of us. We work hard to get what we need. And not just what we need, what we want. And he was saying, for what profit comes to man for all the toil and anxiety of heart and with which he has labored up under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. I'll be honest, that's my brain too at night. What can I do with my own budget? How can I help our church, our school, whatever? What about that budget we got to fix up? What if I'm thinking about, again, stuff. And then St. Matthew, with another really intense parable, which I think we all need to do. First, he said, take care to guard against all greed. And I hope you all remember that greediness is one of the seven deadly sins. And second, very similar as in Ecclesiastes, that I have everything I have. I have so much stuff. I want to build more things just to fit more stuff in bigger stuff, right? And what did Jesus say? Well, very good. Congratulations. Here's an award. No, Jesus did not say that. Jesus said, you fool. This night, your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus, will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. God who is above us. God who is better than us, infinitely. God is the one we want to find the treasures for heaven, not the stuff we need here. Now, I mentioned this last week because I come out of the hospital with my second stroke. And I have no clue, I have no control of what's going to go on in my life. There was a time after 4 years ago that, you know, kind of got over the scare of that and this and that and the other, but when you're shocked with something like that, which if you haven't had that before, you will, that's a really good reminder in my own personal life and preaching too, that's where every one of us is at. At any moment, we could be the ones being called to God, to His place. And how are we preparing ourselves to be there? Even if you're feeling, right now, life is perfect and beautiful and this great weather we're having. But I would definitely recommend, at that moment in my life, it's a lot easier to think about what's important in my life, and I hope with your life, than just the stuff on earth.